Hi, welcome to the Campus Talk podcast. I'm Alex Payne.
I'm Anne Voigt.
And on today's podcast, we're just going to talk about some of the things in our latest issue of the Campus Chronicle. Make sure to pick up your Campus Chronicle on newsstands around campus. Our front page story talks about two groundsmen here at DMAC that were injured September 27th when a boom truck they were working in tipped over. And also make sure to check out different haunted houses in the Des Moines area. And Anne, you did a story about the book sale, and what was that like?
What do you mean, what is it like?
What did you learn about where this money from the book sale goes to?
Well, the book sale is put on by the Pioneers, and it goes to help with student assistant programs or scholarships, depending on which part of the program. The DMAC Pioneers is a group of retired teachers and faculty who raise money and fundraise throughout the year to provide for these scholarships. Otherwise, they will help with holiday food baskets that teachers will nominate students for to receive during the holiday season, through meal cards for students who can't afford food while they're here, just for in the cafes and stuff.
Oh, cool. That's a really interesting story. It looks like the book sale was really popular. It took up a large portion of the Building 5 lounge area, and lots of great things in there. Also, as you flip through the Chronicle, make sure to check out a profile on Dean Jim Stick and the interesting life of one of our deans for our Deans of Art and Science. Great story there. Also, a story about police responding to the Prairie Point apartments here on the DMAC campus to a reported overdose. That was a big story. Also, Mariah Mashing, one of our reporters, did a great story, an exclusive interview with the X Factor contestant, Jeff Brinkman, who graduated from DMAC. Make sure to check that out. And Anne, you also worked on lots of clubs. Was there anything special that you learned about any of the clubs here? Are there a lot of clubs, a lot more than you thought?
Yeah, there's quite a big variety of clubs. Most of them are open to all the students who are just interested in that club. Most of them don't require a major commitment or concentration or anything like that. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, it's amazing looking through all these different clubs and the things you can become a part of here on the Ankeny DMAC campus. It's really great. Also, check out a story I did on the moving of the historic row house in the East Village. And also a profile on President Rob Denson here at DMAC. I had the pleasure of meeting with President Denson last week, and it was really interesting, all the things that he's done before he came to DMAC, and he will be celebrating his 10 years here at DMAC on November 1st. So that's great. Also, Anna Duran did a great story on the man behind the DMAC Daily, Dan Ivis, who is our media public relations type of person here at DMAC that gets all the news out to the people. We also had a great story on the many beards of DMAC, so check out the different beard styles and kind of interesting things about why guys grow beards. We also have a great story about the gourmet dinners offered here at DMAC and a bunch of different opinion pieces, so check out reviews on different albums and our opinions on different things like the government shutdown, Obamacare, the blackboard, living with diabetes, and the dangers of video games, violent video games, and different things about even when you search your name on Google, what comes up on that. We also interviewed people on the street about how they think we should end this government shutdown that we're in. So make sure to check that out. A couple things coming up here at DMAC. We will have a World Food Prize lecture Wednesday, October 16th in the Building 6 Auditorium. That's from 10:10 to 11:05. Make sure to check that out. Also, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be here with Senator Tom Harkin on October 17th. They will be meeting in the FFA Enrichment Center here at DMAC from 11 to 1. And they're going to be talking about different things. It looks like disabilities is one of the big things that they'll be talking about. The forum that they're hosting is entitled Empowering Individuals with Disabilities Through Employment. So it'll be a great thing. You have to RSVP for that. So make sure to RSVP by Monday, October 14th with Megan Malley. You can call her at 515-725-3533 to do that. Sounds like a great thing. So is there anything you'd like to add, Anne, to this podcast?
Nope, I think you covered it all, Alex.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm Alex Payne.
I'm Anne Voigt.
Have a great day. Goodbye. How's it stop? Oh.